You're listening to Valley Public Radio. My name is Joe Moore. The Fresno Philharmonic begins its 60th anniversary season this evening. And we are joined now in our studio by two guests, the guest artists for this season opening concert featuring the music of Tchaikovsky and the Philharmonic's executive director. Welcome to our studios, pianist Enon Barnaton. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And the Philharmonic's executive director, Stephen Wilson. Thank you so much.
Hi, Joe. Always great to be here.
This is very exciting. A new season, the 60th anniversary season, and an acclaimed guest artist who is coming to Fresno for this weekend of concerts, three concerts this time, Friday evening, this evening, at 7:30 p.m. at the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall, Saturday at 7:30, and then the Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll talk about the venue in a moment because that's something that's new as part of this concert. But I want to first turn to our guest artist, Enon Barnaton. He's been called a player of uncommon sensitivity by the New Yorker magazine. He's performed in all the world's finest concert halls from the Concertgebouw to Lincoln Center and beyond. He performs works from a variety of different eras, original works. He's on tour right now doing some premieres, but also some of the classics. He has a new CD out that this came out a few weeks ago featuring two more piano sonatas by Franz Schubert. Enon Barnaton, first of all, welcome, and it's great to have you here with us right on the heels of this beautiful new CD. Tell us about this new recording.
Thank you. This is brand spanking new, actually. It just came out, I think, about 10 days ago. So this is recording of two of the last sonatas by Schubert. He wrote three maybe a month or two before he died. And he, in those pieces, really just cements his reputation as, you know, one of the quintessential composers for piano and for piano sonatas. And of course, he has a lot. He did a lot in his life, but in his short life of 31 years. But the last year was really quite remarkable.
And we'll listen to a selection from this new recording in just a moment. How is it different going into a recording studio or a concert hall to record versus performing with an orchestra or in a solo recital? What is that like for you as an artist to approach those two different settings? And can you contrast those for our audience?
Well, recording is very difficult. I have to say it's one of the most difficult things that we could do, primarily because there's no audience. There's no energy of a concert. The kind of tension in the hall that you get in a live performance. And also there is that weight of you have to play your best right now because this is the version that's going to come out and will be set in stone in a way. But I think in order to record, you have to forget both of those things. You have to pretend like you are playing. This take is for an audience, and it's the only take that you're going to do, even though you know you're going to be able to do other takes. But just being able to pretend that this is completely spontaneous and that's a difficult thing to achieve. And I think the more recordings you do, you're able to lie to yourself a little bit better.
Well, there will certainly be a lot of energy in the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall this evening and throughout this weekend as we look forward to hearing your performance of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 2. I want to ask you about that in a moment because it's sort of the lesser-known piano concerto by Tchaikovsky, but it's an incredible piece. But first, let's listen to a selection from Enon Barnaton's new Schubert CD. We'll listen to the first movement of the piano sonata in C minor. Tell us briefly about this.
I always think of these three sonatas, the C minor, the A major, and the B flat, in my head a little bit as his past, present, and future. Because in the C minor sonata, there's a lot of Beethoven apparent. In fact, the very opening statement is almost chord for chord taken from a set of variations by Beethoven. So I think in these sonatas, he comes to grips, at least to my ear, with that weight of the master just died. Beethoven just died a few months before. But with that imitation, he actually makes it his own. And with all the struggle and drama that's there, the lyricism and the Schubertian miracle is also very apparent. Thank you.
That was music by Franz Schubert, the Piano Sonata in C minor from a new CD by pianist Enon Barnaton. He joins us in our studio today because he is performing in Fresno this weekend in the debut concert of the 60th anniversary season of the Fresno Philharmonic in an all Tchaikovsky bill. The orchestra will be performing a number of works by Tchaikovsky, including the Capriccio Italien, Romeo and Juliet, and the famous 1812 overture. But the Piano Concerto No. 2 is very interesting in that it is one of the lesser known works by Tchaikovsky, especially when compared with his first piano concerto. Tell us about this piece. What makes it unique, and maybe why has it been overlooked, perhaps unjustly?
I think it's always fascinating to hear a relatively unknown piece from a composer as known and as loved as Tchaikovsky. And the fact that the Concerto No. 1 is maybe the most popular piece in the literature, and the Concerto No. 2 is almost completely forgotten, is astounding to me. It's a beautiful concerto. It also has a very unusual aspect to it, which is a second movement that's a triple concerto. The leader of the violin section, the leader of the cello section, joined the piano in doing this complete equal concerto. So maybe that's one of the reasons that why it's overlooked. Maybe pianists feel left out a little bit, like they don't want to share the stage or something. But I think it's a wonderful concerto, and it's both joyful and dramatic. And maybe the first concerto has a few more whistleable tunes, but this is by no means an avant-garde piece. This is a very a romantic, very passionate, a very Russian concerto, and then it's a pleasure to be able to play it.
Classic Tchaikovsky. What better way to open up the 60th anniversary season of the Philharmonic? The executive director of the orchestra, Stephen Wilson, joins us now. Stephen, welcome.
Great to be here.
I imagine you must be very excited with the opening concert this evening, but it's something new. This is not only celebrating a rich legacy, you're doing something new with three concerts this weekend and a new venue.
Yeah, the planning for the whole season this time, you know, we in celebrating the 60th anniversary, we wanted to look both backwards and forwards, and so we have several things, return engagements from some artists that have been very popular, you know, throughout our history, but also too the great pleasure of introducing a new artist like Enon, and who we're thrilled to have with us for this weekend's concerts. And yes, in opening the season at Paul Chagoyan Hall, we performed one of our Masterworks series concerts there last season, and this season we're doing three of them there, this opening concert, then our concert in November, and then our final Masterworks in April will also be at Chagoyan Hall. All of the rest of the concerts in our season, both the other Masterworks and our pop series, will be in Soroyan Theater downtown, a hall that we also love tremendously. We were very pleased last season with our experience in Chagoyan Hall, and thought it was worth continuing to try to program some other concerts there. And as things like schedules and program planning played out, we wound up with our opening concert being there this season.
Yeah, for people who haven't been there, it's a fabulous venue. The acoustics are just simply brilliant there, and it's a concert hall. It's not a proscenium theater.
Exactly.
It's a different experience.
And it presents a very intimate experience for the audience because it's only a total of 750 seats. So, you know, a sense that the audience is much closer to the orchestra. And so, like I said, we had great reactions from the audience last year when we did Mozart's Requiem there. And so we're excited to have the explosive 1812 overture in that space.
You mentioned some returning names this year. Of course, top of the list would have to be Sarah Chang. I imagine, you know, I still hear people talking about the first time they heard Sarah Chang here in Fresno. I imagine people are going to be talking the same way about the first time they heard pianist Ina Barnaton here in our...
I have no doubt of that fact, and it's interesting. The Sarah Chang, this will be her fourth appearance with the Fresno Philharmonic, and has really has developed a wonderful relationship with our audience. That she's always at the top of the list of artists that were requested to re-engage. So it'll be a great pleasure in January to have Sarah back with us to perform the Bruch Violin Concerto.
Oh, beautiful work. And we'll be talking about the rest of the season in just a moment. I want to turn back to Ina Barnaton now and ask you a little more about your musical background. You're from Israel. You moved to London and then to the United States, where you currently live in New York. You travel all around the world. How did you get started on the path that you're on now to be an internationally renowned classical pianist?
Well, I think for me, it was never about becoming an internationally renowned pianist. It was when I started playing when I was younger, I just loved playing. And I apparently the story goes that I heard my mother play from the other room when I was three and started correcting her because they discovered I have perfect pitch, and I would tell her she's playing a C instead of a C sharp or whatever it was, and either to get rid of me or to encourage me, they sent me to my first lesson when I was 3.5. And then the thought of it being a career was just something that was never a conscious decision. But I was a pianist from a very early age, and that's what I did, and that's what I loved doing. And eventually it just progressed into getting paid for it. But I still, which still surprises me sometimes. I mean, there's still sometimes you have to shake yourself to think that you're able to do something that you love so much and have it be what sustains you and what pays the bills.
When we were talking earlier, you were talking about how you, as a young musician, would obviously do the practicing that every young musician, whether they're a pianist or a violinist, has to do. But you said that you also would simply play. It was fun. It was that element of play that was always a very important part of your early musical upbringing. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, I think a lot of children, when they play piano, they feel that it's something that they have to do, as you know, they have to do their homework before they can go and play. And I think my early musical education was less structured than that, meaning I got to play so much music that I wasn't really able to play or that I wasn't prepared for, I wasn't good enough for, but as a kid, I really wanted to play it, and therefore I did. And even if I couldn't quite play it the way it should be played, I enjoyed it so much, the experience of playing, that stuck with me for many years, that enjoyment, the fact that music is something you should love doing, and that it's all about the music, not about almost anything else. I mean, of course, you have to practice and you have to make it so that you are able to express the music in the best way possible. But it's not about you. It's not about how well you do it. It's about whatever it is that you are doing.
If you just joined us on Valley Public Radio today, our guest is pianist Ina Barnaton. He's performing with the Fresno Philharmonic Orchestra this evening and throughout this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, performances at the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno. This is the orchestra's opening concert to its 60th anniversary season. And we'll talk a little more about the rest of the season's concerts in just a moment. But turning back to Philharmonic Executive Director Stephen Wilson, I just saw yesterday that your conductor had a very prestigious honor, Maestro Theodore Kuchar, nominated for a Latin Grammy Award for one of his recordings.
Yes, and he was probably as surprised as anyone. but yes, he very recently had a CD that was released with the orchestra that he conducts in Venezuela of Latin American classics, a terrific disc of music by Revueltas, Marquez, you know, and many other great Latin American composers, and so has been nominated for the Latin Grammys.
Oh, that's a great honor, and it's a beautiful recording. Tell us a little more about the rest of this year's season that's coming up, especially the Masterworks concerts.
Sure. Well, actually, springboarding off your question about the Latin Grammy Award, our next Masterworks concert in November is a combination of both American and Latin American music. We'll be doing pieces by Gershwin, the Cuban Overture, and the I Got Rhythm Variations with pianist Ryan Weiss, and then also doing several pieces, pieces by Revueltas, Las Noches de los Mayas, and pieces by Fernandez and Marquez, which were on that recording that's just been nominated. So that was we couldn't have planned it better. then, as I mentioned earlier, Sarah Chang returns to the Fresno Philharmonic in January. Then in March, we will be doing a concert of excerpts from Wagner's operas with the Fresno Community Chorus and the Fresno State Chorus. So that's going to be a tremendous, very sort of cinematic
yes,
concert
indeed.
Of all this great great orchestral music and choral pieces from Wagner. So that should be a real thrill. And we'll, of course, include the famous Ride of the Valkyries. So. we wind up the Masterworks series in April back in Sheboygan Hall with a concert that's a very much East meets West theme. We'll be doing two symphonies by Beethoven, the 7th and 8th symphonies, and then between them we'll be doing a concerto by Tan Dunn for pipa and orchestra, and we have the extraordinary artist Wu Man, who is probably the musician most responsible for introducing and popularizing the pipa, which is a Chinese lute instrument in the West, and she'll be doing this concerto by Tan Dunn that is just an amazing piece. Tan Dunn, he was probably best known for his Academy Award-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And this piece is just a great just melding of Chinese folk music, Bach. You know, it's just a wild piece, and Wu Man just plays it incredibly well. So that's really going to be a very exciting ending to our season.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And then, of course, speaking of fun, the Pops series is also a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, in just a couple of weeks, we launch our Pops season with Live and Let Die, a symphonic tribute to the music of Paul McCartney, with Tony Kishman, who is in the cast of Beatlemania on Broadway. And so he will be presenting Paul McCartney to our audience with, a great program of really amazing songs. I think Paul McCartney, you know, is one of the great songwriters of the second half of the 20th century, and this just includes, well, everything he wrote was a greatest hit, but this really includes the best of the best of his songs. In December, we have our Holiday Pops concert, and we'll have guest conductor Stuart Molina and local jazz singer Karen Marguth will be joining us for that, as well as the Fresno Community Chorus. And so that will be something to get everyone in the holiday mood in December. And then in February, we welcome back Cirque de la Symphonie. This will be their third appearance with us in Fresno. And if you have not seen them before, the sight of people flying over a symphony orchestra to live music is just not to be missed. So that will be a really fun evening for, as they say, for children of all ages.
Yes, indeed. And then speaking of children, one final addition to your schedule this year, it's not a part of either of the series, but it's a really exciting thing. Side by side, the youth orchestras of Fresno and the Fresno Philharmonic.
Yes, we are thrilled to be joining forces with Youth Orchestras of Fresno and to present a joint concert, which will have both orchestras on stage. Both conductors will be conducting different parts of the program. We're thrilled to be working with Thomas Lowenheim of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. And we will also that program will also have a concerto that will be performed by the winner of a new concerto competition that we'll be holding a bit later this year. So it will be a celebration of youth, a celebration of the future of music that that so many people in Fresno are working towards training young musicians. And so it'll be, as I said, we end our 60th anniversary firmly looking towards the next 60 years.
Well, very exciting indeed. Again, we're joined today by Stephen Wilson. You just heard him. He's the executive director of the Fresno Philharmonic, celebrating the 60th anniversary season debut this weekend. In fact, tonight with pianist Enon Barnaton, one of the most acclaimed young pianists in classical music today. He is performing in this all Tchaikovsky bill, Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 2. The orchestra will also perform excerpts from Romeo and Juliet, the 1812 Overture, and the Capriccio Italien. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.